It's Monday, the 18th of August, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. President Netumbona Ndindaitwa has delivered her maiden speech as head of state at the 45th Southern African Development Community Summit in Madagascar. She warned that the region's development goals cannot be met while hunger, youth unemployment, and other social challenges persist. President Ndindaitwa called on member states to turn SADC's Vision 2050 and its regional development plan into practical action. Public policy analyst Dr. Marius Kudumo weighs in.
We know what the challenges of SADC are. One of it is having these plans, then funding them, because many multilateral organizations in Africa and the regional blocks are funded, especially in terms of the infrastructure, by development partners. Therefore, if SADC have to address the challenges that are there, then SADC must commit in terms of funding the projects and the programs. It's important to identify challenges, but we must address those challenges in terms of funding those projects.
With Madagascar holding the rotating presidency for the first time, talks are focused on making the region more self-reliant and less dependent on foreign aid.
For leaders of the 16-member economic bloc, regional peace and economic resilience topped the agenda on day one. According to a communique, the summit reaffirmed support for peace efforts in Eastern DRC and praised Lesotho's reforms, removing it from the regional security watch list. Leaders backed dialogue in Mozambique, called for a ceasefire in Gaza, and expressed solidarity with Western Sahara. The summit also endorsed industrialization, agricultural transformation, and a just energy transition, calling for investment in climate-smart farming, disease control, and cholera response. With elections ahead in Malawi, Seychelles, and Tanzania, the bloc urged peaceful democratic processes. Isaac Lukando, Dar es Salaam.
Back home, more than 700 policymakers, regulators, and partners are meeting in Swakopmund for the 2025 Global Policy Forum, co-hosted by the Bank of Namibia. Running for 4 days, the summit will focus on inclusive finance. FNB Group Communication Manager Kirsty Watermeyer has more.
It's an opportunity for us to talk about our successes in financial inclusion. You know, in the global north, financial inclusion has happened because of mobile monies and fintechs. We're really proud of the fact that in the southern hemisphere, it's happened out of necessity. You know, this Africa's not asking for inclusion. It's leading with it because we've had a necessity to have people included. And so we've gone to market with some really wonderful projects and products that enable financial inclusion. And it's been driven by the commercial banks. So as FNB Namibia, we're really excited to be the headline sponsor. Namibia has got a great financial inclusion story that will be told the first week of September.
Business Leadership South Africa says the country's unemployment rate of 32.9% reflects an economic suffocation under structural inefficiencies that urgent reforms could fix. The organization launched its reform tracker last week, monitoring the government's implementation of priority economic governance and criminal justice reforms. BLSA CEO Busi Mavuso, in her weekly newsletter, said high unemployment fuels inequality, undermines social cohesion, and erodes faith in democratic institutions. And the Israeli military has approved plans for the seizure of Gaza City as preparations for the offensive continue despite mounting public pressure not to launch the attack. Blake Sifton reports from Tel Aviv.
On Sunday, Israeli military chief of staff Eyal Zamir approved operational plans for the capture of Gaza City as widespread protests were held across Israel demanding that the government halt the offensive and end the war. The military reportedly plans to mobilize tens of thousands of reserve soldiers to replace regular forces in various areas and also spearhead fighting in the city that is estimated to last for several weeks. Meanwhile, thousands of people have been fleeing Gaza City's southern Zaytun neighborhood amid heavy bombardment in recent days as Israeli forces carry out operations there ahead of the main offensive.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.